Okay, guys, so it's Matt here, and today. So I figured out how to get transmissions, how to get proper radio transmissions on my police scanner instead of those static things. So basically, how this works is, let me show you. I powered the radio on. I turn the volume up and see we're hearing sounds, right? So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to press the search button. I press the search button and now we wait. Sometimes I'll just do this, scan, search, and just wait. Because for me, it works in like certain areas. But sometimes, yeah, so you hear that, press search again. Press search again. And then we listen. No, that's just static. Ow, that hurts my ears. Alright. Sometimes you have to do this multiple times. Yeah, sometimes you have to press the search button like multiple times in order to do this. God, what is with the freaking sounds on here? Jesus. Alright, so now it's like searching. Because they got an error beep. Oh, wait. So if it's just static, just press search again. I should have recorded this, but it works in a few different areas. It worked in a few different areas where I would be at. Like, it worked today, actually, when I was in the car with my parents. It worked. This strategy I made up actually worked when I was in the car with my parents. So anyways, let's continue to search. But yeah, see, we're hearing some sound here and there. Oh, hang on. I'm back. Anyways, let's re-turn on the scanner for just a minute. Because I was in the process of searching when my girlfriend called me. So anyway. Let's continue. So yeah, keep pressing the search button every time a sound comes up. But if you hear, see like that, if that comes up, or if any sound like that comes up, press search again. That's not good. Batteries are low. Anyways, let's continue. Yeah, so my mom's scanner batteries are getting low, or my scanner batteries are getting low. So I can't really show you this fully, but whenever I get like a signal from like police dispatch or whatever, I'll make a recording of it on my phone, and then I'll somehow send it to my computer to upload here on the Box Blog. But for now, this is Matt signing off.